AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't know when she will send an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate. Republicans have been complaining this will do nothing to unify the country.
I don't think it's very unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on. That's not how you unify.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says former President Trump did not set off his supporters to storm the Capitol.
I don't believe he provoked if you listen to what he said at the rally.
The Senate is now in session with Democrats in the majority.
We began a new chapter in the history of our nation.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell did not like the president's first executive actions.
There's still plenty of time for President Biden to remember that he does not owe his election to the far left. The president can and should refocus his administration on creating good-paying American jobs, not sacrificing our people's livelihoods to liberal symbolism.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is supporting President Biden's early moves to confront the coronavirus pandemic. More people are looking for unemployment assistance. The AP's Ben Thomas has the numbers.
The Labor Department report shows fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, but the number was still 900,000, an historically high level that points to further job cuts in the coronavirus pandemic. Some 5.1 million Americans are continuing to receive state jobless benefits, a sign that fewer people out of work are finding jobs.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden has confidence in FBI Director Chris Wray and plans to keep him in the job. The FBI and other law enforcement agencies are under scrutiny about their preparations before the riot at the Capitol. Officials say the president is proposing to Russia a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty that is otherwise set to expire next month. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. England's Salisbury Cathedral is a coronavirus vaccine location. An added feature to the location is music.
The calming notes of Bach and Handel help to put nervous residents at ease as they take their first shot of the coronavirus vaccine. The cathedral's music director, David Halls, believes it's the ideal scenario to get the jab.
Well, I don't think it's any surprise that if you play quite calming music, or music which people know, which I think is important as well, it has one of those effects on the human spirit.
Local resident Derek Dunbar was looking forward to his vaccination day.
It just feels like coming in and out because of the music. It gives you a sort of feeling of pleasure.
The UK plans to offer a first dose of vaccine to more than 15 million people by mid-February as it targets the country's oldest and most vulnerable residents in the programme's first phase. Karen Chamas, London.
Arizona, the state with the worst coronavirus diagnosis rate in the country, reported nearly 9,400 confirmed cases today. Ed Donahue, AP News.